From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While Utah Governor Gary Herbert has insisted the recent firing of three state archaeologists was only a cost-cutting move that's not placating the preservation community, a recent op-ed in the Salt Lake Tribune by the heads of three archaeological organizations says the layoffs leave the state unable to perform its critical and legal duties in preserving Utah's historical past. Troy Scudder is the head of the Conservation and Preservation Committee for the Utah Rock Art Research Association. I asked him how he reacted to the layoffs.
That was very disappointing. I mean, Utah has one of the richest archaeological heritages in the whole nation. I think there's only one other state that has more sites than we have that have, you know, been documented so far. So we need people who can manage that heritage and make sure that it's preserved in an appropriate way. So when we lose all of the state archaeologists from the antiquities section, you know, that's a real concern for the preservation and understanding of our cultural heritage.
Now, as the op-ed that was co-authored by your organization notes, the state says there are still archaeologists in other divisions of the state government. Does that change anything, or do you think it's important that there still be, you know, an official state archaeologist?
No, it's great that there's still archaeologists in the other divisions, but the antiquities section has, you know, specific requirements that they serve under the state law, and they advise and provide counsel to the archaeologists in the other areas who may be less familiar with kind of complicated state and federal laws and how you deal with things like human remains when they're found. So the state archaeologists in the antiquities section provided an important function within the state.
One thing the op-ed notes as well is that the archaeological services are legally required. How is that the case?
No, there's actually state law which says, these are things that the antiquities section needs to do. And so, at least within the state law, and I don't remember the number, but you can refer to it if you look up antiquity section, it says, you know, here are the responsibilities of the antiquity section, and these are the kind of archaeological services that need to be provided.
Governor Herbert has been very steadfast in denying that there was any politics behind this move. It was solely a cost-cutting move that was mandated by the legislature cutting the budget for the antiquities division. Do you think there is credibility to the claims that perhaps these archaeologists were fired for doing their job too well?
You know, I can't speak to the mind of the decision makers. Obviously, I don't have that kind of inside knowledge. But when you look at the fact that all of the archaeologists were fired and that they were kind of summarily dismissed, it seemed much more unusual than a typical cost-cutting exercise. It kind of lends credence to the view that there might be more going on here.
What would you say to people who hear this interview and might think, well, archaeology is a good thing to have, but during an economic recession and, you know, with the state's public education funding always so low, it might not be a critical thing to have? How would you respond to that?
I understand that viewpoint. And, you know, we always need to watch the budget and manage the state's resources appropriately. But archaeology is a huge revenue source for the state. When I talk to people down in Carbon County, they tell me that their number one tourism information request from outside of the state is about Nine Mile Canyon. Mm-hmm. When you go down to San Juan County, people are coming down there to see archaeology. I mean, that's the tagline that they use in most of their advertisements. It's rock art and ruins. Come see the archaeology. You know, so for those of us who are on the Wasatch Front, archaeology might not be as big a deal. But for much of the rest of the state, you know, the cultural heritage is, it's not just a nice to have. It's not just a kind of an important thing to preserve for, our Native American people. But it's also a huge revenue for the state.
And finally, Troy, tell me a little bit about your organization and what your role is in preservation versus what the state archaeologists do or used to do.
We're an organization, about half our members are from within the state and about half our members are from outside of the state. And I think that's indicative of the large number of people who are interested in Native American rock art, the petroglyphs and pictographs that are spread throughout the state. We have a wonderful heritage. There's beautiful rock art within the state of Utah, and people love to come here and see it. My role, we're a nonprofit organization, and so we're not providing that kind of direct advice that the state archaeologists are doing. Say if there's a human remains are found at a location on state land, we're not going to go to the state and say, here's what you need to do. But we look at projects, we help document things for the government and for the state. We assist where there's questions, where there's multiple parties. So, for example, I got a call today saying, hey, we're building a new transmission line. It's going to go near some cultural resources. We'd like your group to come down and just help us think about how we manage that. Mm-hmm. And we're not stopping the transmission line. We're just saying, here's how we balance kind of the needs to preserve the cultural resources and have a transmission line built at the same time.
Troy Scudder is the head of the Conservation and Preservation Committee for the Utah Rock Art Research Association. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.